Okay, you are welcome back to Peter. In the stage of Jnata Prajna, Dhirana Prajna, precisely understanding, there arise two knowledges, Sammasana Jnana and Uriyabhaya Jnana. Seeing clearly, mind and metta as impermanent. Whatever arises ends and falling, rise and falling. If you see impermanent anicca, you see dukkha also. Because what is anicca is dukkha. Dukkha means ever changing is unsatisfactory. Rise and falling always disturbed. Therefore, it is a fearful. Always rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall. Impermanence, frightened, hostile, frightened, fearful. He sees with his knowledge. This is fearful. Because of after rising does not remain, it is ceased. Dukkham vayatena. Dukkham vayatena means it's a fearful. It's a danger, therefore suffering. Not because of pain. Because of impermanent, Udaya Baya Patipila Natrina Dukkha. Rise and fall always torture, is always a trouble, this Nama Rupa. Therefore, they are fearful, they are unsatisfactory life. Unsatisfactory. That is a seeing Dukkha. Another is this unsatisfactory situations remain within us. Like a disease remain in the body, great disturb. Dukkha. It's a danger to remain within. See in different ways, because of we have a different sanya, different perception, therefore, to see dukkha is in different ways, cannot be the same. Generally, we have to set. When we see anicca, we see dukkha also. When we see dukkha, we realize Namarupa has no accent, useless. Namarupas are not satisfactory because of ever changing. Fearful, should not be dependent, should not be rely on. They are not reliable. There is no permanent entity. no essence, essence. No power, no essence. He thinks as a useless, emptiness. There is a seeing of another. Sometimes you see empty. Emptiness is the aspect of another. Emptiness, sonya. Namarupa is a sonya. Then no essence, absence of essence. Useless. That is seeing another. Cannot be reliant. Cannot depend on. Not reliable. The Buddha has always said, Sonya Ate Nawa Ataniye Nawa. The Buddha clarified, I is neither Atta, no property of Atta, therefore empty. Sonya, I is empty. It is neither Atta nor property of Atta. Therefore, I is empty. Sonya, no essence, no reliable. No essence remain. Asara katena. No essence. Just a rise and fall. The subsides a rise and fall. Therefore, the Buddha said in Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, Yadha Nityam Tan Dukkha. What is anicca? It's dukkha. Yandukha, that anatta. What is a dukkha? That is anatta. So these are three characteristics are contact with each other. If you see anicca, you may see changing, 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 over changing. Or arising in other way. Not the same way, arising in other way. Vipri-nama, that is a changing. Anyatha-bhava, not the same, not the same. Different ways. You see? If we consider our life, we are getting older and one after the other days. We are grown up and getting older and older. That is a vipri-nama, changing, changing, changing. When we are born from mother's womb, at that time we are just a baby. Then day by day, day after day, it's changing. It's grown up. That is called vipri-nama, inyatha-bhava. Not at the same time, other times. 1 year's age and 60 years age, quite different. Inyatha-bhava. Inyatha means other way, other type, not the same type. Changing. That is a seeing anicca. Vipri-nama, inyatha-bhava. There's a dukkha. Rise and falling is fearful, bhaya, fearful. It's a dangerous. Is it fearful? Do we fear? Seeing dukkha. Seeing another as emptiness. Emptiness. Sometimes it's not myself, it is others. He sees Nama Rupa as others, stranger, prato. This is seeing another as others. We think always, I am myself. There's nothing to point out as I am myself. It is other. There is a seeing another. Prato. Strange. Stranger. Because of Dipinna, it is a condition, it is a right and form. According to it is a way. We think it is remain my way, my wish, according to my wish. According to our wish, nothing happens. If depending on condition, it is arise. That is a coincide. People also think, oh, according to my wish, it is happen. People also think, because of depending on condition, it is arise. He also like, therefore. Just a coincide, not a following his wish. Nama Rupa never follow one's wish. Depending on condition, it arises. But the people think according to my wish. Actually, nothing happens according to our wish. Depending on, if there is a condition, it arises. If there is a no condition, at that time people understand against my wish. If it changes something, people understand that is against my wish. So sammasamanyana, uriyavayanyana must repeat. In this true knowledge, decisive understanding. Oh, that is a shua, that is anicca. It's a surely it is a dukkha. It's a surely anatta. Not useful. Clearly understand. That is it. Depending on anicca, dukkha, anatta is a universal characteristic of nama rupa. Universal characteristic. Samanya lakana. Samanya lakana. Samanya means common to. Common to all. That is called universal. Common to all. Common to all means all conditioned things are the same. This characteristic. That is a dhirana prajna. Pahana prajna. Another pahana prajna. Pahana prajna is a pahana means removing, eradication. Understanding to remove, understanding to eradicate. What is eradicate? When Anicca can't, when he realizes Anicca, through this realization, he removed the concept of nature. Concept of nature. Idea of nature is no more. The idea of nature is removed, eradicated by this knowledge. Step by step, you see. Seeing, realizing, anicca, the cancer-down nature is removed. Seeing dukkha, the concept of sukha, idea of sukha, eradicated. Seeing anatta, the concept of atta, eradicated. That is called pahana parinya. Understanding that it removed, understanding that it eradicated. Pahana prajna is started with bhanga jnana. Bhanga jnana, paya jnana, adinava jnana. Bhanga, seeing only falling. We never notice arising. Just falling, just falling. Because it was so quick. This knowledge is very sharp, therefore, you never think about the arising. Sees clearly only falling, 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 falling. Always it disappear, disappear, disappear. Not the appearance. Appearance and never care, only seeing disappear, disappear. That is called bhanga-jnana. So, nama-rupas are just a disappear, disappear, repeatedly disappear. Dealing with this, even the Dhamma is naturally, anicca dukkha anatta. Why we cannot see such a universal characteristic? Why? Which can see, which covered not to see? If you cannot notice, cannot pay attention or rise and falling. If we cannot pay attention, rise and falling, we cannot see anicca. Therefore, we must try to see rise and falling. Visuddhimagga so explain, without the attention or rest and falling, we cannot realize anicca. Which is a kava, process is a kava. To see anicca, process kava, process. You see, can see. We cannot see rise and falling because there is a continuous process of continuity. We think yesterday body, today body, the same. Because there is a process, the same time is repeated. Therefore, we must clarify the process. We must remove this process. We must understand process. When we clear process and notice and rise and falling, anicca appears clearly in the knowledge.